Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing your part of the day. Thank you for sharing your moments with me. I really, really appreciate all of you. And for my new listeners, and actually my old listeners, I just want to let you know that the email, my email, info@RebeccaNorrington.com, is now working. For months and months and months, I've been talking about sending me an email. You can get a 30-minute consultation with me for free. Just go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. And for the last few months, who knows how many months, the email was just out there in cyberspace. So info@RebeccaNorrington.com is working. Send me your emails, and thank you so much for your patience. New listeners, what is this show about, Reality Spirituality? What is this? This Reality Spirituality is about everyday life, our everyday circumstances, everything, simple moments, things that happen, the minutiae of life, and how to navigate and experience this life and feel as contented and as happy and as peaceful as possible. There is a certain vibe, a certain feeling that you can get when you are connected, when you live connected with the universe as opposed to being disconnected. And you know you're connected when you feel feelings like satisfaction, appreciation, gratitude, contentment, when you trust, when you know, when you totally surrender to the plan of the universe. You are connected. You are tuned in. You are aligned with the energy that creates worlds, creates planets, creates the universe. You are that energy. And when you are tuned in, plugged in, connected to, your life flows in a different way. Now, things still happen. We still have our ups and downs. We still have our challenges. Yes, yes, yes. However, there's a difference between experiencing a challenge, having a life challenge, and thinking that there's something wrong, or knowing that everything is in order. And so it's really a mental shift, a specific shift in thought, in thinking and feeling. It's getting rid of things that don't serve, exposing things that don't work anymore, and using what we have, our birthright, using the universe for our, well, listen, we're always using the universe, but this way we're allowing the universe to do its work, to unfold its plan without getting in the way. I spoke to a lot of people yesterday on the air and then also off the air, and everybody, not everybody, but there is a common thread, and the common thread is being dissatisfied with where we are in this moment. In this moment, I'm not happy. In this moment, I'm wanting something else. I'm wanting something other than what I'm experiencing. And that is one of the biggest reasons why we suffer. and why we feel bad and why we get quote unquote depressed. It's because we're not really, we're not accepting the fact that the control, I have no control over what happens. I have control over how I want to respond to what happens. I have control over my circumstances. I wanted to share one really quick story about blaming other people for how I feel, and then I'm going right to the calls. I have a lot of people in the queue, and I promise to get to everybody that's listening and that wants to speak with me. So give me just another couple of minutes really quick. Because the topic is blaming other people for how we feel. I teach the importance of happiness class every Thursday night at the Arcadia Recreation Center. And it's a new session, and so it's new students and their new lessons. And this one woman who is so perfect, her main issue or challenge, whatever you want to call it, is getting irritated, getting annoyed, getting bothered, getting angry at other people. I'm laughing because, listen, I used to live my whole life getting angry, being annoyed at other people. Trust me, I know exactly where she's coming from. But her specific problem was people parking in her parking spaces. She has a home, maybe a few units that she rents out, and these parking spaces, according to her, are used and they're not assigned to the people that are using them. So these parking spaces are hers, and she has access, I think, maybe to two or three, and other people park in her spot. And I asked her, I said, how long is this, number one? So that's the reason why you're getting upset, right? Because other people are parking in your spot. That's the reason. Yes. And the other thing is, and of course I'm listening to her, that's the reason why she's upset. And the other thing is, she says, it's been happening for 6 years. She's been back and forth and back and forth with neighbors, putting notes on their cars. Don't park here. This is an assigned parking spot. Please don't park here. You're going to get towed. For 6 years, my dear audience, 6 years, not 6 months, not 6 days, not 6 weeks, 6 years. Now, what does that tell you? That tells me that whatever she's doing, leaving notes, talking to neighbors, back and forth, listening, whatever she's doing is not working. Who's with me? Raise your right hand if you're with me. It's not working. So number one, if it's not working, let's do something different that I'm not even going to say will work, but that has a chance to work. Because obviously what you're doing is not working. So my suggestion was, and of course it was not taken very well, because my suggestion had something to do with the person in the mirror changing. My suggestion had something with the person in the mirror doing something different, not getting these people to do something different. Because quite frankly, if one person annoys you because they're parking in your spot, you are going to be annoyed by something else, by something else, by something else. The issue is not to get annoyed and not to be annoyed and not to allow anyone else to annoy you about anything. Are you with me? And so my suggestion was, my solution was, you cannot control what anybody else does. You never will be able to, ever, never, ever. People are going to be doing things that bother, annoy me forever. another example in the class was being in a restaurant and someone was on the cell phone talking really, really loud in a restaurant. How rude. We cannot control these other people. It's never the other person. If somebody is doing something that you don't like or you don't think they, quote, should do, you have the responsibility to do something different. If you're in a restaurant and somebody's talking on the phone really loud, guess what? You move. And you don't move with the energy of, oh, they're so rude, how inconsiderate they are. You don't move with that energy. You move with the energy of, I would like to be in another spot where it's not so loud. It's nothing to do with them on the phone. They're not rude. They're just being themselves. The people that are parking in a parking space that supposedly isn't theirs, they're just being themselves. You cannot stop anybody else's behavior, ever. You can only shift and do something different yourself. Now, that's the lesson today. That's the topic. And let me go right to my callers. And let's see here. Let's get to the board here. We have, and you're welcome to call in at area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. My first caller, area code 914. You are live, 914. What's your first name? Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Hi.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. What's your first name?
Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. What's going on, sweetie?
Thank you for this lesson this morning because I needed to hear that so bad.
So it was just a reminder. It's just a little reminder, right?
It's just like a little reminder that you got to shift yourself. That's a mirror reflection right there.
Awesome. Well, I'm getting chills right now because I always get chills when I hear the truth and I connect to someone that is expressing the truth. So I'm all chilled up. And you're right. Listen, we all need reminders. We all need reminders, and it's just very difficult to especially to be in a place where, I don't know about you, Melissa, but I used to blame other people for how I felt for years, for decades. Of course, why not? It was their fault anyway, right?
I totally agree with you. Well, Rebecca,
what's going on with you?
Well, I've been chatting with a guy online, and I've seen his picture before, but my phone had crashed, so I don't have his picture anymore. And so I went through some grief process of my child passing away in February of this year. So it's kind of like I have someone to talk to and stuff, you know, and someone to comfort me, even though I don't get to. So I live in New York. He lives in New York as well, but I don't know how far. I think he told me that's really far. So I wanted to, his name is Nick, and I wanted to know, do you see Nick trying to, how can I say, encourage himself to come see me?
I love questions like this. You've called in before, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, good. And I remember, because I just remember you saying that you lost a child.
Yes.
And I don't remember if we talked about that specifically, but I definitely remember you saying that, and I remember your energy. And so anyway, now, so you don't have any children now then? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't have any children. That was my first child.
Okay.
And that happened like a couple of months ago.
Okay, and how old was your child?
1 year old.
Okay, well, that's difficult, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What I feel from you, and this is just, you know, I just have to be honest here, Melissa. What I feel,
I know you are.
Yeah, what I feel from you is trying to fill some kind of void, trying to fill some kind of space. Maybe void isn't the right word. Space. Trying to fill some kind of space and using this Nick guy or anything specific, anything that's going to be as a distraction that is a distraction to take you away from doing what is really your path, your destiny, your work, your specific
mm-hmm.
work, not my work, your specific work, you, because you are a specific, unique energy and identity. So this, and I totally understand because, listen, when I was divorced and when you're around, you know, you want another person, you want to be in a relationship, and you want to connect and all of that stuff, and I totally get it. I totally get it. Men want to connect. Women want to connect. And what I want to say to you is that your number one relationship has to be the universe, not a person. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, because I'm like you say, you gotta shift your energy. You gotta do something different.
Yeah, and so your question about whether Nick is going to is he going to turn out? Are you guys going to have a relationship? Or is it going to blossom? Is it going to bloom into something that is more that will last for who knows how long? That is. When I hear people ask about the future and wanting to know the future, and
mm-hmm.
like the future is going to bring some kind of solace or some type of a better feeling than you are in this moment, I always say that let's get out of the future and really focus on this moment right now and being satisfied in this moment. I'm not saying that you're not going to have a relationship or you will have a relationship, but what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying is feeling satisfied in this present moment right now without knowing what's going to happen in the future. And not only not knowing what's going to happen in the future, if you're supposed to be in a relationship with Nick, you will be in a relationship with Nick. If it's not supposed to happen, it won't. There's a thing about just being lighter in this journey. You don't have to concern yourself with anything that's happening in the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about how you're feeling right now in the present. Satisfaction, meaning are you really okay with how your life is evolving, and are you really at peace with what has happened in your life up until this moment? So that's either yes or no.
Question. Those are some good questions. I said those are really good questions.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, like since my child passed and everything, I just felt like just someone that put all her feelings in a box. And, you know, that's a really deep thing to do. But,
yes. But
know.
See, this is it. This is it. You are on a journey that is magnificent. It's just, it's amazing. And the problem, I'm just going to speak for myself, the problem that I kept having was thinking that my journey wasn't enough, thinking that I needed something more, thinking that I needed, okay, I have a radio show online. Well, what about having a radio show on terrestrial radio? What about having a radio show that goes all over the world? What about having a TV show that's aired in, you know, in the United States all over the world?
Mm-hmm.
What about that? So there's always something more to want, to desire, to think that this isn't enough. And I had to get to a point, my dear Melissa, honestly, that I can't keep wanting or I can't keep my life can't be in the future and wanting something in the future like that's going to satisfy me. And I'm not even satisfied in this moment right now.
I agree with you. I didn't think about it like that. I really didn't.
And, yeah. And so this is the tricky part. I look at what's going on in my life, and I can use a set of eyes that will say, yeah, it's all right, but it's not this. I don't have millions of Twitter followers. I have a few thousand, but I don't have a million. So it's always wanting something more than what I'm having. It's never being satisfied, and I am tired. I am tired of living like that because the universe, quite frankly, asked me, would you be happy if this is all you're going to get, a few thousand Twitter followers and a few thousand people listening to your radio show, if this is all you're going to get, are you going to be happy? Could you be happy with this? Yes or no, Rebecca Norrington, happiness specialist.
Wow.
Well, thanks for nothing, universe. Thanks for that question.
Well, I definitely can say that I'm going to go to see a grief counselor on Monday. I never thought I would do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a big thing doing something like that.
Let's say this. It's what you're supposed to do. It's part of your destiny. It's part of your plan. It's something. If you're going to see a grief counselor, it's because the universe has approved and the universe would like you to see a grief counselor. Nothing more, nothing less.
Nothing more.
No. It's not going to change your life. It's not going to, now everything's going to, light comes on. No, it's just life is about moment by moment, everyday things happening, and loving it all. Looking at the minutia and thinking that those are gifts.
Wow, that's in the now.
Yeah, and breathing, you know, taking deep, deep breaths, breathing, and knowing that you've won the lottery right there. And let me tell you something else, because this just happened to me over a couple of days ago. This thing about being content and wanting, and I'm really emotional about it because it's the truth, and wanting something different and wanting something more. And the universe has told me that I have gotten the biggest gift ever, and I'm not even recognizing, and I'm not even thinking, and I'm wanting something else. In other words, the universe has given me a lottery ticket, $500 billion. This is what this is worth, and I still want something else. And you know what the universe has given me, and the universe has given you, Melissa? You know what it is?
A hard time.
No, honey. Which is really funny. Well, that too. That's a good one. I love it. You gotta have some humor. No, you know what we have? Consciousness.
That's true. Our self-conscious thoughts. We have them all day long.
Yeah, and see, you came on the phone, very beginning, said what a reminder it is to not blame other people. We talked a little bit about the truth and your feelings and all of that. I'm chilling up again. You came on. You are conscious. You are a conscious entity. Now, I'm not comparing you with a lot of people out there, but let me tell you something, honey. 99% of the people aren't conscious.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they're not using it. They have it,
no,
but they're not using it.
Like, really listen to the words.
What?
I said it's like you have to really listen to the words, and you'll have that gut feeling of what
yes.
it really means.
Yes. And you have that. And that's more than man, money, health, job, that's more than anything. Even the fact, and I'm just going to say this, even the fact that you lost your daughter, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Daughter?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even the fact that you lost your daughter and she died at an early age, even that, you are experiencing that that consciously. I can feel it. You're not experiencing like 98% of the people that are would be all, I'm not even going to say, but would be different than you. And the reason why you're different is because you have consciousness.
Wow, that's very good to know, because people like to drink and use drugs. And I told my daughter when she passed away, I'm not going to kill myself, and I'm not going to use any drugs.
Well, one thing, let's leave people out of this, because we got to stay out of everybody's business.
Business,
you know, I'm looking at
true.
What other people do. It doesn't matter what other people do. I'm just saying you are conscious, and you have gifts that we all have it, but you're able to access it and you use it.
That's awesome to hear that.
It's the truth. So I want you to call me anytime.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
You're welcome, and keep listening. And I just love your call and love your openness. And just like I said, you have a gift that let's start focusing on what we have and being okay in the moment and knowing that whatever is going to happen in the future is supposed to happen, and it's going to be for your good. And let's start being surprised. Thanks, universe. What a nice surprise, whatever it's going to be.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ooh, what a great call. I love my callers. Okay, we're going to area code 856. Area code 856. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Hi, welcome.
Hi, Rebecca. Good morning. And my name is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Good morning. Thank you so much for calling. What's going on?
Well, I just had a question. I've been dating someone. It's going very well. And I wanted to see if you picked anything up on it. His name is Dave.
Oh, another future question. I love future questions. I love future questions. I don't know where all of this wanting to know the future came from. I mean, I used to want to know the future too. But what I can tell you is, because I cannot tell you what's going to happen with you and Dave. I cannot tell you that. But what I can tell you is what's happened with you and what will happen with you and all of your relationships. You ready?
I am.
Yay. So what I can tell you is, you, my dear Stacy, are responsible for keeping every single relationship that you're in, keeping it peaceful and making sure that it flows without any kind of drama. And you are responsible for being yourself and not losing yourself and not compromising any part of yourself to be in a relationship. I do not go for this compromising at all. Compromising, no. At least that's just me. But I can tell you that, and I can also tell you that you know. In other words, and in fact, not just you, everybody knows, everybody has this intuition, everybody has this sixth sense.
Mm-hmm.
And you know if someone, whoever it is, even mother, father, relationship, sister, coworkers, you know if these people are here to. I'm trying to think of the word, serve, but also encourage your growth, accept your growth, and accept you, and want the best for you, even if they're not in your life because of it.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you fall, using the word love, love to me, the definition is I love you. If I love you, I love you regardless of what you do, and I love you regardless of what you don't do.
Mm-hmm. I love how you expressed all that. That is exactly how I feel. I've not been in a serious relationship for a few years. I did date a few people and in a very nice way broke it off because I just didn't feel it was right for me. I'm always kind about it. And this is the first person that I have seen real potential and that I do want to spend time with.
Ah, okay. So let's share with me. You said you, first of all, how long have you known him?
I've only known him about a month and a half, and we've only been dating for a month physically. So it's a very, very new friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But the rapport, I think, is really excellent, and we just seem to have the same values, and we just seem to understand each other on top of having what I call the whole ball, you know, the intellectual, the emotional, the physical attraction for one another. And he's a very positive person, and I'm a very positive person. And I think what I like the most about him is no matter what happens, he puts a positive spin to it, and so do I. And I think that's the main thing that attracts me to him.
Okay, so now that I have a little bit more information, I can also share with you some other things.
Wonderful.
Now, number one,
thank you.
Yeah, number one, I just, one of the things, listen, okay, don't tell anybody, Stacy, but I'm a girl, and being a girl, it's very easy to get caught up in the swept off my feet, romantic. Oh, this is so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful stuff. So I can really, really ask the questions, the hard questions. I mean, these questions are so hard that when I tell other people to ask them, if you really want to know, usually people don't want to know the answer to these questions, so they don't ask. Because I'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about. Because I can size up a person. Yes, I totally understand what you're saying, and I'm not poo-pooing it, but I'm saying I can size up a person based on their answers to their questions. And these are what I like to ask people, especially if it's in a new relationship. And these are the questions. You want to hear them?
I do. Thank you.
Oh, good. Yay. Yay. They are... because usually people have had other relationships. So have you asked him about his past relationships?
Correct.
And has he told you both sides of the relationships? In other words,
yes.
What happened on his end and what happened on her end?
Correct.
Okay, good. So see, that is a key. One of the things that I love to ask is, what would the other person, you know, you were in a relationship, say I just met this guy, and this guy has been in other relationships, and so I would always ask, what has the other person had to complain about you? What are some of the things that they didn't like? What are some of the things that annoyed them? What are some of the things that really bothered them? And number one, if a person can answer that very honestly and give you a list of all the things that the other person found annoying, that's a really good sign because they're able to be honest with you. Number two is challenges. You never know a person when the sun is shining.
Mm-hmm.
You never know a person when everything is going well. The only way I really know somebody is when blank hits the fan and I see how you react.
All right.
So I would also ask, What are some of your biggest challenges, and how did you handle them, or how did you move through them or flow through them? That's another really good question. But being challenged.
Yeah, I already have, and I'm watching him go through some challenges, and I like the way he's handling them, and he's still staying positive.
Well, see, look at this. I don't know about you, but this sounds like a great moments that you're experiencing.
It is. It's like I said, I no matter who I date, I keep a very clear-eyed, about situations. I don't allow, I can enjoy, but I don't allow myself to get swept away. I'm very practical. I'm very grounded. I'm fun, but I don't get swept away and think, oh, somebody's so wonderful, because I really believe you don't know anyone for a long time until you go through all those stages. And while I haven't known him for that long, the quality of our conversations and his bluntness and his brutal honesty about himself has been very refreshing.
I was going to use the word refreshing. It sounds refreshing.
In the beginning when you're dating, everyone's acting like they're on their job interview. Everyone's sitting there prim and proper and saying the correct things. And it usually takes a while to start to crack that and really see what is there. And he's been telling me, I believe, the truth about everything from the first moment. And I really like that.
Okay, well, I can't say anything other than you already have everything nailed down. Well, so my what I would do is the same. It would also be to be in the moment and realize and have no expectations, zero expectations of the future. Because all expectations subtract from your happiness. And even a relationship. Relationships, the disappointment and the heartbreak only come when I expect the relationship to last a certain period of time or to look a certain way. Okay, now that we've been dating for 2 years, now we have to get married. Or now that we've been dating for 6 months, now we have to get engaged. Whatever it is, I don't know. But having expectations of the future, of how it's supposed to turn out, just because I'm having this wonderful time in this moment, also takes away from the present moment. The relationships would be more all relationships, because boyfriend, okay, now you're my boyfriend, so now I have expectations of what a boyfriend is supposed to do. Boyfriend's supposed to call me every single day. A boyfriend is supposed to, we're supposed to go out on the weekends. So what I'm saying is all expectations, get rid of all of them. You don't know what's going to happen. It might last a month, it might last two, it might last 10 years, it might last 50 years, but we don't care because we're not concerned about the next moment. We're not concerned about the future. We're right in the moment enjoying it regardless of what the future brings. How do you like them apples?
That's how I live. Yes, I totally agree with you.
Well, so there. So that's it. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
enjoy the moment, because you're right. So many people live for the future. They're not enjoying that moment. Absolutely.
Right. Well, let's do something, and I'm going to, because you've said it a couple of times, so I want you to, this is your homework assignment. This is your homework assignment. And
okay.
Yeah, let's not talk about so many people or what other people do or what other people do. I'm not just saying you. This is for the whole audience. I'm challenging the whole audience to not pay attention to what anybody else does or says for a week. Just a little exercise.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So, Stacy, I loved your call. And
I always enjoy talking to you, Rebecca, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Stacey, and thank you so much for being in the audience and being a fan of the show and calling in and sharing with all of us. And thank you for your positive energy. Thank you.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Oh, great calls. I love it. I love it. Here we go. Area code 512. Area code 512. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Sue. It's Sue.
Hi, Sue. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I guess I'm a little... I'm enjoying your show as I notice that it's kind of reflecting where I am in the moment now. So I am transitioning back to a state that I used to live for work. I'm basically relocating. So I'm leaving my home, which has been a godsend. God bestowed grace on me by me living in my home. And I guess I'm a little saddened. And I'm hoping, and I know you should live in the future, but one day I hope, and I'm blessing the person that's going to come and rent out my home, that they enjoy it and feel the spirit within their own self. But I'm, I guess, and I'm living in a moment that may, I'm hoping that I'll be able to recreate or basically create new experiences back in my home. So I guess I'm a little saddened the fact that I have to leave.
Oh, what an important topic, and what a great call. Sue, right?
Yes.
Do you know why your call is so important and why your topic and why this issue is so important?
No.
Yay, well, that, well, good, because that's why I'm here. Ooh-wee. What you are talking about, what you are expressing, is such an important factor, behavior, foundation in maintaining, sustaining happiness, contentment. And what you're talking about is having attachments.
Mm, keyword.
Exactly. Attachments to a home, attachments to a piece of clothing, attachments to a job, attachments to the way I looked at 30, attachments to my weight at 30, attachments to a person, you name it. All attachments subtract from happiness. And not only do they subtract, but you weren't born. You weren't even born having any attachments. We
mm-hmm.
all had to learn to attach ourselves to these things. We learned it. Oh,
mm-hmm.
this is mine. This is yours. This is mine. Mine, that means that if I have it, I'm excited. I'm happy. If I lose it, oh, my God, I've lost my favorite bracelet that my grandmother made with her own hands, and now it's lost, and my life is ruined because of an attachment.
Well, I want to, and that's a good point. I guess my point is, or what I'm trying to articulate is, yes, I feel attached to it because I feel like it's the presence of God bestowed it on me. That's why I'm sending it back to someone else that's going to lease out my space.
Mm-hmm.
But in a positive note, I know that I want to grow and experience other maybe other locations, so therefore, you know, I can learn as much as I can or grow as much as I can. So, yes, it saddens me that I have to leave my home, but I'm not attached in a way of, oh, gosh, you know, I can't leave my home, but it's the attachment that God's grace. So that's part of the attachment I'm talking about, more of his grace that he bestowed on me.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, and let me say this, that wherever you go, you know, using anything physical as a symbol of, like you said, God's grace is fine. And see, I guess what I'm trying to say is, and this is actually the first time I've had this type of call about attachments specifically. What I'm trying to say is anything physical, and I know what you mean that it's listen, where I'm living right now, it's a sanctuary for me. It's quiet, it's peaceful, it's you come into this home and you can feel the peace, you can feel the calming energy, you can actually feel it. But what I know is wherever I go, that's what I'm creating. Even if I'm in a jail cell. Right. So it's really not a physical a stone or a bracelet or a home, or at least this is my opinion, or something man-made. It's really about the energy. The energy wherever I'm going and whatever energy I'm leaving.
Okay.
And you're absolutely right. It is a gift. God has given you the gift of this beautiful home and wherever you're going to go again. And I guess it threw me with the word you use, sadden, because I get what you're saying, but the emotion of sadness, I guess I would switch that up. Me personally, I would switch that up with excitement and excitement about being uncertain about tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just you know, words are so limiting, my dear Sue, and sometimes it's hard to express exactly everything that I'm feeling from the universe because words are so limiting. But that feeling that when you said, but that feeling of euphoria, excitement, and just anticipation, it's like being a kid and looking forward to 4th of July or Christmas or New Year's Day or something looking forward to. That's the feeling that I would want to have. For every moment, quite frankly, regardless of if it's a different stage in my life, if I'm moving from one place to another, I want to have this excitement and these feelings of anticipation for the next moment during my day to day.
Right, I understand. Okay. I guess the last part of it is I'm relocating back to an area I used to be at, but I'm going to look at that experience as, like you stated, a new refreshing new experience.
Yeah. See, this is the thing, and I'm speaking for myself. I used to think that I knew why things were happening. I knew why I was moving. I knew why something changed. I knew why, and okay, I know. And what I've come to really know is I don't know why. I don't know anything. But what I do know is everything that I am going to experience and everything that I have experienced has definitely been for my betterment, for my growth, for my evolution, for my awareness, for greater consciousness, for opening my eyes to see even more.
Right.
It's all just part of the journey. And
okay.
I don't know what the journey or why the journey or how this is going to turn out, but I've given up, and I know that this is a thrill ride. I am on. This life is a thrill ride, all of it, every single day. It's a thrill ride. It's an e-ticket. You do remember the e-tickets?
Yes.
You do?
I heard of them.
I say that to the young kids, and they look at me like I'm crazy. What's an e-ticket?
Yeah. So Yeah, because I guess I always wonder, you know, what's the next path for me? But like you just said, just begin to know that I'm on the right path and just be excited about that.
Excuse me. You're always on the right path, and you've always been on the right path, and you always will be on the right path. One of the things I say is, I can't speed the universe up. I can't slow it down. I can't make anything happen, and I cannot stop anything from happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I've given up. It's actually a lot of work to try to figure out what this where I am in my life and what it means and what I'm doing and what it's really exhausting, Sue. It's exhausting.
It is.
So it's really about being okay with uncertainty, and wow, the whole life is going to be uncertain, all of it.
Right. That's true.
So are we down with uncertainty? Are we gonna? Well, you know what? We should have an uncertainty parade. A parade for uncertainty. That's so funny. Well, I want to thank you for calling. You have any other questions?
No, that's pretty much it. I'm just purging and all that good stuff.
Okay, good. And relax and know that you can't get in your way. You can't get in your way. Just relax. Everything's unfolding. Everything is happening in perfect order. Relax and flow and enjoy it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
What a great call again. And I'm going to my last caller, area code 404. Oh, let's see. Hold on a second. Area code 404. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi, my first name is Ashley.
Ashley. Hi, Ashley. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hi, I was seeing, are you doing like just general readings, or are you just doing question-based?
Well, this is what I do. You give me a question, like if you're having a challenge in your life, and you give me a question, and I will come up with the answer. And meaning
okay.
That it's not coming from me, it's a universal answer. But I have to warn you, my dear Ashley, I have to warn you that a lot of the answers require a lot of action from the person in the mirror, which is you.
Okay. I'm just really curious about relationships and building new relationships with people, but generally romantic.
And you have questions about relationships because are you, in other words, usually, okay, let me just do a general, and this is just a general, this isn't anything specific to you, but usually,
mm-hmm.
usually when people ask about relationships and want relationships, it's for Let me just back up and try to stop with people, because I don't know about people, but I definitely know about myself. When I was really into relationships and wanting to know about relationships and out there and dating and all that kind of stuff and looking for Mr. Right and Prince Charming, blah, 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 blah. When I was out there doing that, it was always because, and this is just me, always because I thought, number one, something was missing. Number two, I wasn't okay just being by myself. Number three, I thought I needed a relationship to feel good about myself and my life. Number four, I just, you know, this look out in the world. Everybody's relationships, songs, or romance about me and you and me and people together. And what I learned is, and this is for me, what I learned is I'm not going to, you know, like attracts like. And I'm not going to attract or pull someone toward me. In other words, whoever I am in this moment, that's exactly who is going to be in my, it's the same. In other words, I'm not going to be with someone who doesn't work on themselves and doesn't do any personal growth and doesn't, who is not concerned about consciousness. It's just not going to be, we're not going to be compatible. And so what I've learned is my number one relationship, my number one compatibility entity, the entity that is most compatible with me, is the universe. And when I say that, I say it that a relationship could come into my life, yes, no, maybe. But satisfaction comes from my main relationship, which is the one that I have with the universe. Now, I said a lot. I said a lot, but are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean to say is when I used to ask questions about relationships, what I really want to know is what can I do? What can you do, my dear Ashley? What can you do? What are some of your challenges, and how are you addressing or any? How are you? Let's see. What am I trying to say? How are you growing every day? Give me examples of your growth.
I would just say just next levels in career.
Next level?
And career-wise, but as far as growing, I guess just everyday experiences.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, is to be able to. This is for everybody out there, Ashley. This is not just for you. This is a huge, huge thing where I ask somebody, well, how are you different today than you were 2 weeks ago? Specifically, how are you different today than you were 6 months ago? How are you different today than you were yesterday? And sometimes when I ask that question, people don't have an answer, because they haven't even thought about it. But the reason why I'm here, my destiny, my purpose, is to be different, is to grow in every single moment. How did I grow last week? Well, I realized that answering and losing my email address into cyberspace, and now I have over 2,000 emails to answer, I know that that's not a serious problem, and if that had happened to me 2 years ago, I would have been in a panic and thinking that, oh, my goodness, this is a big problem. There are people that I didn't respond to in a timely manner. They're going to think I'm flaky. And now I know that these emails, that I will respond to all of them. I don't know when, but I'm not stressed out or concerned that, oh, God, this is a big problem now. I didn't have emails for months, and people are out there going to think that I don't get back to them. No, so changing in a way of realizing what's serious, what's important, and what's not. That's one of my examples.
Okay.
So give me an example of how you are different today than you were a couple months ago.
I put myself first more.
There you go. Thank you for that. Perfect. Please keep that going. What else?
I am licensed now, and I accomplished one of my goals.
Mm-hmm. So I've accomplished a lot of my goals. I'm not in love with people like I used to be. I used to be really open and loving towards people. I don't really, I see people for what they are now. Let me see. I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. And which is, see, this is what I'm talking about. It's really about focusing on you specifically, and, okay, what can I, you know, what do I need to adjust, or what do I need to fine-tune, or what do I need to get, you know, how do I need to, like, one of my things is I've asked the universe, how the heck can I live my life without being irritated? I mean, wouldn't you like to go through life without any kind of irritation? Wouldn't that be a gift?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So with that, I'm getting a lot of examples and a lot of experiences of things that irritate me and a lot of time to practice. A lot of time to practice. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going to be irritated, or are you going to resist, or are you going to flow with it all? So it's really about practicing all of these different skills and practicing growth and practicing wanting to grow.
Okay.
So that's the question. Good question. So it's really not about these other guys or relationships. I mean, you can ask, but that is the asking about relationships, in my opinion, it's just kind of taking away or diluting. I'm trying to think, and I don't know why I'm just like, it's just like not paying attention to, priority. My priority is self-growth. My priority is internal contentment, internal peace, happiness, trusting. That's my priority. And a relationship, yeah, okay, fine. If I have one, fine. If I don't, fine. That's two. But my priority is really about self-growth.
Okay.
Call anytime. I love that. Love your call. Love what you brought to the show, because it's a really important point.
Thank you. I will.
Thank you. Whew. Okay, so we're coming to the end of the show. Reality, spirituality. I have a few people in the queue. If you want to speak with me, just press 1. If not, reality, spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Ask Rebecca Anything. Reality, spirituality heard every Saturday and Sunday. Now you can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com, and I also offer a free 30-minute private session if you want to take advantage of that. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com, or just go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com and click on that link. Also, my book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is out. You could find it on Amazon. You could find it on Lulu. You could also find it on my website. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Now that my email address is working, you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And if you'd like me to ship the book to you, it's free shipping. I will autograph it for you. It's $19.95. Ooh-wee. Go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. And remember, you are a physical extension of the universe. You are energy. You are spirit. You are the universe experiencing a physical relationship. What? You are a physical entity experiencing a spiritual relationship. You are the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. Be patient. Be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It's all about the journey, my dear audience, every moment. It's about your choice. It's about your perspectives. It's about what you choose in every moment, how to feel. You don't have control over what happens, but you have control over your perspectives, your choice of words, your behavior, your personal vibration, your attitude, and your reaction. Reality Spirituality, every Saturday and Sunday. Have a wonderful week. Talk to you again next week.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
Baby,
spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.